Okay, this is Perek Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Eidos. Slowly coming to the end of the section in the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam now takes a very specific cases that do with Eidim Zomim and the punishment that the Eidim Zomim will get. So, Halacha Aleph, Eidim She'idu She'poni Gibresh Yishto Lo Nasla Ksuva V'Huzma. Because let's say witnesses come along, they testify that this guy divorced his wife, but then pay her the money that she's owed the Ksuba, and it finds out that turns out they're disqualified as being Eidim Zomim. V'halo Bein Hayom Bein Machar. Right now, it doesn't matter whether it's day or tomorrow. In Giresh Sofo, we think Ksuba. At the end of the day, when the husband divorces his wife, he's gonna have to pay her the money that's owed in the Ksuba. Right. So what do we do? We measure out, we calculate out, basically how much the person would pay for the right to collect the money that's owed the woman based on her Ksuba, if she would be divorced. And that's the money that's paid, okay, by the witnesses. And they measure it based on the woman in the ksuba. Because let's say, for instance, the state, when it was in taking into account the status of the woman, let's say she was sick or old, or shahaya shalom bein ovein baila, or let's say there was a peace between her and her husband. Ain demei ksuba shetimacher. So then what do you call it? The money in the ksuba that's being sold isn't what do you call it? The same as if she's, for instance, yimasa isha briyo ketana. The value is different than if she was healthy and younger. Imesh b'nei katata, or if there's fight between them. She's a crew of Minagarushin, Rocha Minamisa, because she's more likely to be divorced and less likely to die. Vehain, so too, Ain Tobas Anashok Suba Maruba, the Bitobas Anashok Suba Samuetas. So too, the amount to be received for a large Ksuba is not the same as for a smaller one. Shemai Saksubas Ella Zuz, because her Ksuba is 1,000 Zuz, Harehinim Karas, Bitobas Anamea. So then it might be sold for 100. Vimaisa Mea, if it's 100, Ainan Karas Basara won't be sold for 10. Ella Bapakas for less than that. Tvarmea Luk Vimashi Shar with Anam. All these matters are based on the estimates of the judges. Halacha Beis. And Haidu al Zeshachai the pony of Zuz, Amanasi to Mikamachoshinom. Let's say the witnesses testify to that, someone's obligated to pay this person 1,000 Zuz in 30 days. Valova Omer ad Chamishanim, right? And the borrower says, he says, yeah, there's a debt, but it's not due until after 5 days, ad Chamishanim Achar Shoshinom, 5 years and 30 days, Nimsu Zomim, and those witnesses are found to be Zomim. Omdin Kamaros Adomitan, then we calculate out how much a person would have to pay to have 1,000 zuz available then for 5 years, Mishalim came a loba, and that's what they pay for the loba. But then Kol Yotzeh Bazeh. Heidu Al Shoro Shozesh and Nagach. Right. Let's say the witnesses testify that a person's ox gored another ox. Then Nimsu Zomim, and they found their Zomim. Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. They had to pay half the damages. Vim Ein Ashor Shavah Chatzin Nezek. If the animal is not worth half Nezek, Mishalim Demei Ashor Bavah. They pay the value of the animal itself. Shein Mishalim Chatzin Nezek on the Gufo. Because they only pay half damages based on the body of the ox itself. Lefikach Imehidu Alav Shachal Peros. Thereby they testified in it that a produce or Shavah Kelim, B'derech Hiluchah, or broke things in the way, in the normal way of walking. Mishalim Nezek Shalom. Then they pay full Nezek. They can call Kliyotze Bazet. Next case. Alav Adal. Imehidu Al Poni Shehipel Shein Avdo. Let's say witnesses testify that the person knocked out the two. And afterwards he blinded his eye. They found these witnesses are found to be Zomim. So then we pay the master the value of the servants and his eye. Let's say they testify that he what do you call blinded the servant, and only afterwards they knocked out his tooth. They found to be Zomim. But it turns out the opposite. That the master first knocked out the Eved's tooth, the akrasima and eno, and then after being a blind, then in that case, mishamim demei ayin le'eved. They pay the value of the eye of the servant. What do you call it? To the servant. Achen kol v'yotze b'zeh. Alachay. Edei kinoi ustira, she was malokin. Let's say witnesses who are testifying if a woman was a sota, they mean they're raising the suspicion of a sota, and that's it found to be zomim, there you get malchus. Ba'yidecha ve'ej zansa, achar kinoi ustira. Let's say one witness comes along and testifies that she committed adultery after the warning of the edus of warning by Sota. V'nimsa osa eid zomim. We find that this eid was lying. Misham subasa. He must pay the money due to her for a ksuba. Hayushayim, if there were two witnesses, ve'ehein edei kinoi stira, and they're the same witnesses for that she went into a private situation to be suspected of Sota, the hutama, right? And then they're basically saying she committed adultery. V'nimsa zomim, and then they find out that they're eid zomim. Misham k'neged ksuba. They pay the value of ksuba and loke and they'll get malchus. V'lama lo yargo. So why are they not executed? Right? Because they gave testimony regarding adultery. L'fish lo hisruba. Because in that case, they never actually warned the woman. Machar. Let's say two people testify that this person stole and shafted an animal that he stole or sold it. V'huzmu, they found to be in his own. The shaman is called. They owe the entire value of the animal. Let's say they testify that this person stole something. And two other witnesses come and say that he sold the thing that he stole. They're both found to be zomim. The first set of witnesses pay tashum kefal, the penalty. And the last ones pay the two-thirds. Huzmu achronim b'vad. Let's say only the last set of witnesses are found to be zomim. The guy who stole pays tashum kefal. And the witnesses who lied, they pay the four-fifths penalty. Mimsa echam in achronim zomim. If one of the two witnesses of the last set of witnesses are found to be zomim, bava idashnia, that makes a second testimony out. Nimsa echam yishonim zomim. If you find one first of the witnesses to be zomim, bava kol edus, all the testimonies out. Shimin geneva, because if there's no testimony about stealing, ena tvicha mechir mechayv l'shalom klum. The fact that he shechted it or sold it has no relevance whatsoever. Halacha zayin. Shnayim shidush achal sada zush l'shanim. Let's see, two witnesses testify that the person benefited from appeal for 3 years when Nimsu Zomim, and they found out that they're lying, they're Zain Zomim, Mishamu the Baal Sada, the Meya Sada. So, what do you call it? They pay the owner of the field, the value of the field. Eidu Shnaim Shachla Shan Rishon, Shnaim, excuse me, Ushnaim Shachla Shnia, Ushnaim Shachla Shan Shlishis. Two people testified that he benefited 1 year, and then the second set of witnesses on the second year, and the third set of witnesses on the third year, all in Zomim, the Shashim Benayan. They divided the payment between them. So even though it's an edus establishing the right to the field, involves three separate testimonies. They're considered one testimony for Eden Zoma. Let's say you have three brothers. The Echam, it's Tarif, what he called, and one other person. That other person is able to join them. You call Echav Echad with all of them. Ve'idu b'shana shana, right? And let's say they testify with regard to one of the years. These are considered to be three testimonies. And the claim is held up. They're considered like one testimony for Ein Zomim. Because if they all were Zomim, then the three brothers have to pay half the value of the field. And the guy who joined together with each of them must pay the other half of the value of the field. So three groups of that their testimony was validated. Shashur zem mua, that this shore is has a tendency to be violent. But then says kashi shonar shnei zomim. But then we find the first and second group witnesses are zomim kulam paturim. All of them are pata, are exempt from paying. Nimsu shloshan zomim. If all three are found to be in zomim, kulam chayim misham and nezek, you all have to pay the damages. Shafi shu tam misham chatzin. Even though if the animal was tam, you'd only pay half nezek. Medrar morim, when this is applied, kashu kulam roms and zed. This only applies when they appear one after the other. That they're all, if they're all like motioning to each other, or if they come one after the other. Oshimakirin, Baal Ashore, look, you're ashore. Or if they recognize and know the owner of the shore, but not the shore itself. About Imein Sham, Achas Me'ilu, but if one of these is not there, Hare Kas Rishona Shnei Pturim. So the first and second Kas are off the hook. Sharein Omer, they could say, Lo Banu El Chayvo Chatzinez. We only came to obligate the guy in half damages. We had no idea another group was going along and make the animal into one that is violent. Two witnesses who testify that a person's son is a ben saramora, which means he would get killed. Edus rishana, right? What do you call it? The first regarding the first testimony, uvay shnayim acharim eidu alav edus achrona, right? And then the second group honors the first group that testified that someone's a ben saramora. That testimony makes the ben saramora get malchus. The second group that comes, let's say they testify, he would get killed. Shabbat yaharig. And then it turns out who's which stand. Now both sets of witnesses are zomim. Kashrus and loke. The first group gets makus. In and eregus, they got killed. And they should call mark. You could say la kosav one. We only give makus. Aval kasa achrona, the second kas, neregus is killed. Shapiyev levad who nerag. Only from them would the son get killed. Kasa achrona bar shanim. Let's say the second group, what it called is four witnesses. Excuse me. Achrona arba. Right, there's four witnesses. Shnayim omrim b'fenu ganav. Two say in front of me he stole. But shnayim omrim b'fenu achal. Two say in front of me he ate, because those are the two yisurim the ben saramar does. But who's move? And they're zomim kol nerag. They're all killed. If let's say two people testify that this person kidnapped a Jew umachro and they sold them and they were found to be zomim, but who's move? Are you lo nechanakin? They get killed. Eidu shnayim should ganav. Two testify that a person kidnapped someone else. Eidu shnayim achem shemachro, and two other ones testify that he sold them. Bejus made a gneva, Bejus made a mechira. It doesn't matter if it was the Eidu Gneva or the mechira, the ones that testify that he stole, the kidnapped or sold. Each group is that's found to be zomim is killed. Because the kidnapping is the beginning of the obligation for capital punishment. Let's say two testify that he sold it to a Jew. They're found to be zomim. But the no witnesses that he actually kidnapped the guy. And they're potter. Because even if they weren't found to be zomim, this guy wouldn't be killed. You could always say, I sold my servant. If the witnesses that he kidnapped and came after the witnesses that he sold them, we've seen them hinting to each other, they won't be killed based on that testimony. Finally, someone spreads a false, what do you call it, a scandalous report about a woman, about his wife. He brings witnesses that she committed adultery because she arusa when she was engaged. Vehavi avia edim, right? And the father brought witnesses. The witnesses of the husband are killed. Chazar abal vehavi edim. If the husband goes back and brings witnesses, vehizimu edi av, and they make the witnesses for the father's omim. Hare edi av nerugin. The witnesses that came on behalf of the father are killed. Vishabal, and the money's paid to the abal. Nerugin, imnesha edi abal, ningbar dinam arigabi musam. So why are those witnesses killed? Because the husband, they what do you call it? They are going to cause them to get killed because they get killed. That's fine. To pay the fine, they should nigbar din abal, shalom kanas beidusan, because the verdict was in for the husband, and therefore they have to pay the kanas as a result. But nimsu chayav and the fashos zelam was that. Therefore, they're chayav to get capital punishment for one and pay financial restitution to the other. So two witnesses testify al zeh shabah al naram rasa. They testified to a case where somebody had inappropriate sexual relations with a, what do you call it, the person, the husmu, and they are, what do you call it, found to be zomim, they're rugged, they get killed, they're mishamim, they don't pay. Baal bito shaponi, if they testify that this person, what do you call it, sorry, but Naran Rasa is that she was already engaged. This was a case where that he had sexual relations with the daughter. The husmu, they found to be zomim, they're rugged, they get killed, mishamim, kanasavia, and they pay the fines to the father. Sure, let's say this person sodomized an ox. They get seal of Amisham, they don't pay. Show Shaponi Niskalin, right? Let's say, what do you call it? They say the shore of this person, they testify the shore of this person. They get skila umasham to make sure about and they pay that shore to be on the shore of the thing called Yotzi Bazet. That's where Khabath on the continuum based.